It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Yes, and we mentioned interesting islanders because we have special guests all through this morning. And first, we welcome to the Ocean Friends studio from the province of Prince Edward Island, Honorable Blois Thompson, Minister of Agriculture and Deputy Premier and neighbor. Welcome in.
Right.
This is awesome. Thank you for taking time to visit with us this morning. Old Home Week kickoff and agriculture vital here on Prince Edward Island. Let's talk about some of the importance of agriculture and what this coming week means.
Well, this is, thanks for having me, by the way, and this is a great opportunity for farmers to showcase their livestock and what they do and take pride in what they do, and it's a fun week for everyone.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. It is an island heritage tradition
to tradition just, absolutely
like every as soon as the tents start going up, it's like you feel the mood, you feel it, and then before you know it is rolling, and we're celebrating everything about Old Home Week.
Mm-hmm. You're right, as soon as the rides are up, you're thinking in the horse races. It's just sending a lot of excitement out there, and I can't wait. My family's been a big part of it for three generations now. We exhibit our animals there, and I just came from milking cows there this morning, so right to the studio here. So,
Blois, we are happy to have you here. And I know you said you're a third generation farmer. When you have the opportunity, what do you think that islanders, like, what do we not understand about the life, the day of a farmer? Because the hours are long, obviously. What else?
Well, it's for example, my grandfather showed cows at the Old Home Week in the 70s and 60s, and we still have those banners that he won hanging on our office wall. So it's pride that we have, and we want to continue to see this grow and flourish through the years. But it's a lot of work, but it's a way to take pride in what you do and to see some success.
Yeah, and so significant, because for us that attend, you know, Old Home Week or the, different aspects of the week, we don't have all of this, you know, behind it. It's not this celebration, this coming together, like mm-hmm. all of the hard work being recognized. So, yeah,
absolutely.
It's pretty special.
And Old Home Week really puts the spotlight on agriculture and how important it is to PEI's economy.
Oh, absolutely. It's the engine of our economy, and and it's a good way for farmers to take a break and to get the family involved, and that's what you see throughout the week with farm families taking pride in what they do.
It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to the showcase once again and all that Old Home Week has to offer, and thank you on behalf of all islanders for the government's support of everything that agriculture entails.
Absolutely. And the 4-H kids are showing this afternoon, the dairy 4-H kids, so 2:30 start, so everyone should stop by and see them.
Yes, we should. Yeah. A great invite. Thank you so much, Blois. It's a pleasure to have you.
Enjoy Old Home Week, everyone. Thanks.
This is Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations for Stingray. Today, Stingray has evolved into a multimedia solutions provider. We are audio leaders in Canada, from powerhouse radio stations.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning, I'm Corey, in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. It's 7:50. We are celebrating the kickoff to Old Home Week. We welcome Trevor McDonald. Trevor is Secretary of the Board with Old Home Week and also a poultry show chairman. And Trevor, you love fairs and Old Home Week, and you were just talking about the Royal Fair.
I've been at the Royal or connected to the Royal since the early 80s.
Wow.
And it's always been a lot of fun. And I do a lot of the other local fairs in the summertime, too, of, Dundas and Crapo and Egmont Bay. And I've shown in Quebec and a lot of other places. So, but Old Home Week is always one of the good ones, too.
Old Home Week is an incredible time. And let's talk about how busy the board is to kind of pull this together every year and to keep the traditions alive and well.
It's a major undertaking. The board, of course, meets from, when this show shuts down in a week's time, the board will meet very soon after and, iron out what needs to be ironed. But, the next thing is next year, what do we do? What do we do next year?
Yeah.
And, it takes those next 12 months to pull this off again.
an amazing machine and so many volunteers and so many involved with all the different aspects of Old Homebank.
And there is. I mean, we've got a really strong executive members of the board who really are, you know, major contributors and the breed people who, you know, look after all the little tiny things that have to be done to pull off all of our cattle and horse shows and our other livestock shows that we host.
Fantastic. Can you just talk about the importance of having shows like this and taking part in them?
Old Home Week is recognized as one of the important shows of the Maritimes. And, you know, you come into Charlottetown and you do well, and it's like, well, maybe I can go to the next step. And it's that opportunity of bringing the old saying of bringing the country to the city. Yeah. You know, we're not a big province, but yet there's a lot of people in the city here who otherwise never see a cow, never see a sheep, never see a chicken up close and personal, you know. And our dynamic has changed so much in recent history. And we've got to keep the story out there. Where does your dinner, where does your breakfast come from?
Yeah.
And, you know, from farm to plate. And that's what we have to, you know, that's one of our major mandates to do, is to let people know where does their food come from.
It's such an important aspect. And like you said, for many who live in the city, or perhaps there's not an awareness, you know, of this industry and the sector and the passion and hard work that goes into all of it. When you first joined us, you told us that you have almost a record, like in your showing. Can you explain that?
I've started showing poultry back in the late 70s when I was just a kid. But I started at the Royal Winter Fair in 1983 was my first year at the Royal. So taking out the two COVID years, if everything goes well this fall, I'll have 40 years at the Royal Winter Fair.
40 years of showing poultry.
That's awesome.
And some other livestock and other entries as well that I've shown over the years.
And there wouldn't be too many other islanders with that?
As far as we can figure, there's one that's got maybe one or two more than that.
Okay. Oh, man. This has been a commitment.
It's been. I've really enjoyed the Royal over the years of getting there, and you know, and it starts at shows like Charlottetown, but you know, the Royal's been a special show to be a part of for all these years.
Yes.
Thank you for all the work that you do and the board and all those involved with making Old Home Week come alive. It is so great to have you in here this morning and to kind of kick it off for us.
Well, you're welcome. We look forward to welcoming everybody down to Old Home Week for another fun-filled year.
Fantastic.
We'll be there.
Trevor McDonald with the board and with Old Home Week in our oceanfront studio. Seems fitting.
Got distracted.
I know. It seems fitting to roll into the celebration calendar. Happy birthday to Solar Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff Rogers is celebrating today.
Yes, Solar Jeff.
Solar Jeff, happy birthday. Here's hoping there's a lot of light off of that cake later on today. Lee Gauthier is celebrating. Charlie Forbes of Charlottetown is celebrating this weekend. She'll be turning 5. And look at this. Reverend Dr. Gordon Matheson. Huh. 91 today,
oh,
Reverend Matheson.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Kevin the Cat in Stratford, turning 13.
I know Kevin the Cat.
Okay. Is Kevin the Cat a person?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sophia Bell is turning 13. Sophia's in West Royalty, and that wish comes from mom, dad, and family. Happy birthday to Irene Myers of Palmer Road and Jerry, Edie, Wilfred, and Joe. I'd like to wish Stephen Bruce from Stratford a very happy birthday. That's on August 10th. From Diane, Olivia, Olivier, and Connor. And a happy 21st birthday to Lawson Doherty from Mom, Dad, Sumner, Sammy, Thomas, Autumn, and Emmett.
Oh. 70s, 80s, 90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Corey in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. It's 8:11. We are celebrating everything Old Home Week. And congratulations going out to Dave Kelly. Dave is our latest winner of Family Passes to check out Old Home Week. Dave sharing with us this morning, nothing better than Vance Cameron saying it's time to go as they get ready for the starting gate. One of the many things that's involved with Old Home Week, and we will be talking more about the starting gate, the ambassadors, and everything Old Home Week as we celebrate a Friday morning and the kickoff to Old Home Week together.
My name is Corley Robert, and I'm a lawyer with McGilvery Law. McGilvery Law was my first choice when I finished law school. They represent people who've been injured in accidents or had their disability claims.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Jill. We are celebrating the kickoff to Old Home Week, and Interesting Islanders today would be the understatement because we've had special guests all morning, and we welcome to the Oceanfront Studio from Red Shores, Mr. Lee Drake. Welcome back, Lee.
You know, Corey and Jill, Scott, it's just seems like yesterday we were here setting the stage for the biggest and greatest show in harness racing, and it's back again with Old Home Week. So I know Trevor was in a little earlier in your studio, and he's talking about everything that's happening with Old Home Week, and this is just another stage that goes with it, and the ambassadors are here today, and there's a special touch with the ambassadors as well, as there always is. But yeah, it's... press conference was Tuesday. I know you were there, and you and Scott and the rest of you. And we have 25 horses, so the best horses, and all competing for $100,000. It's a show.
I feel like we should, you alluded to, it's a special group here. Of course, every year, the ambassadors, we're excited to meet and see them. But tell everybody what makes this group so special to you this year, Lee.
Well, you know, you have a great point because... as you'll see and hear in a minute, that every ambassador has a special connection to harness racing, or a special connection to a family member, or a special connection to an Islander. And our daughter, Laurel, is part of the ambassador group this year. So
indeed,
that is very special for us. And I know it's special for her. And, you know, one of my best friends, Peter McPhee, that we, when we started this journey back in 2005, his daughter, Audrey, is also part of it today. So,
yes.
And just so many great connections, which you'll hear in a minute. But, you know, it would be hard-pressed to find any Islander or anyone that wants to be an Islander this week that's not somehow connected to Old Home Week and the Gold Cup and Saucer. It really is something special.
Yes, and many, I believe many, I remember as a kid, many of us had that dream of being a Gold Cup ambassador. And sadly, I never was one, Lee. Here I am surrounded by a...
There's never an age limit, Jill.
It's not too late, are you saying? I could be a senior ambassador.
Kelly Feehan is here today, and you can talk to her later. And if she can make it happen, she really could.
She was putting a resume up the front this morning.
I love the resume. The satin outfit. So,
and Scott as well. I mean, you know, I know he's always wanted to be one. But the thing about it is, you know, the press conference was Tuesday. The ambassadors will be... selecting their horses on Tuesday. But before you get to that, it's the trials. So we have two trials on Saturday, top three from each trial. The third trial is Monday, top three from that trial. Move on to the big race. So it really is, as you say, it's showtime. And that's what it is right now. And the ambassadors, they have a very busy schedule. They've done a lot of recordings and a lot of things, press stuff that's going to kick off the week and continue to showcase the week. But now they're going to be in countless photos and presentations and things that's happened, but it'll go like a blink of an eye, and then they're in the parade with 50,000 people on the streets. But I can say that it's probably one of the most special moments of their life, and they will look back on this as one of those special times.
Yeah, I think we should probably meet the ambassadors, Corey.
We definitely should.
And I just want to say that the community pride campaign that they're going to talk about, they'll introduce themselves, and each ambassador has selected a charity, and if they win on Saturday night, the Gold Cup Saucer, $5,000 check will be given to that charity that they have selected. And if they don't win, that's okay. $1,000 will be given to each of the charities. So very special part of our community pride campaign with Atlantic Lottery and Red Shores.
Really, really special.
That is awesome.
Should we? Yes.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Laurel Drake from Charlottetown, and I am representing Hospice PEI.
I'm Delaney Dunn from Charlottetown, and I'm representing Lifehouse Summerside.
I'm Tate McDonald from Stratford, and I'm representing Muscular Dystrophy.
Hi, I'm Ella Hennessy from Charlottetown, and I'm representing Special Olympics PEI.
Hi, I'm Sam McLeod from Springton, and I'm representing Blooming House.
Hi, I'm Miranda Lidstone from North Rustico, and I'll be representing the PEI Cancer Treatment Center.
I'm Jamie Moore from Stratford, and I will be representing the New Start Standardbreds Foundation.
Hi, I'm Audrey McPhee from Cornwall, and I'm representing Santa's Angels.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Affleck from Charlottetown, and I'll be representing the PEI Cerebral Palsy Association.
This is awesome. Thank you guys.
So neat. A big round of applause. And can I just for a second, because when I was chatting with the ambassadors prior to their coming in the studio, I know there's two ambassadors whose mom, whose moms were also Gold Cup. Yes.
Yeah.
It's Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yes, and Jamie. So that must be so exciting. Your moms are, I'm sure, always your biggest fans, but you've got this connection now, so they're pretty excited.
They really are. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, as I was saying, like the connections when you look back through the years, you know, and to have whether it's moms or, I mean, Chelsea's grandfather as well, James Roach McGregor. That's the Friday night consolation part of the event, and you know, was nominated for the Hall of Fame. Like, it's rich history, and it's amazing to have it come full circle. I guess you want to say it that way, but. That's what I always enjoy is that, and you will feel it when they come down the track that night and they step into that historic winner circle, you will feel it.
I know when we had Minister Blois Thompson here, was speaking about agriculture and him being third generation, and we could say the same here with the harness racing, and that it is multi-generational.
Absolutely.
And there is this connection, and so many island families have this love and passion for and connection to.
It comes out this time of year, Jill, and you know, you have Covered Bridge, who set the who won the race last year. He's back. There's so many great storylines this year. Family members that are connected that are making their first appearance in the Gold Cup. The nerves. Can you imagine the nerves the night before of going into a trial? We have to finish top three to make it, and then making it, coming under that spotlight. The island hymn. It's just so many different components that will really, you know, take you back to whether it's 50 years ago. I mean, this is the 65th, Corey, and, you know, it's one of those things that I get it every year. I've been doing this for a very long time now. And when you stand out there on that night and the ambassadors come down the track and the horses come out, there's something comes over you and it's, you know, and it's back again. And I can't believe it seems to come faster every year. But anyway, it's it really is special.
We are getting older. I think everything comes faster these days. It's been such a pleasure to have you guys here. We'll be cheering for all of you.
It's showtime. It's the Drive to 65. Welcome to Old Home Week 2024.
This is Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations for Stingray. Today, Stingray has evolved into a multimedia solutions provider. We are audio leaders in Canada from Powerhouse.
So you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Ocean 100 News.
Clouds for today at a high of 23. Right now, it is 19. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Beltone Hearing Center. Summerside's Hannah Taylor has advanced to a bronze medal match at the Paris Olympics. Hannah competed in the women's freestyle wrestling repechage this morning and beat a wrestler from Ecuador 13-0. That win means she advances to a bronze medal match later today against American Helen Louise Maroulis. A $188 million physician services agreement between the PEI government, Health PEI, and Medical Society of PEI has been signed. PEI doctors ratified the five-year agreement with a voter turnout of nearly 80%, and 84% of those voting in favor of the agreement. The agreement will be making PEI family physicians among the top three paid in the country. There's also a new incentive program for family physicians who care for a patient load above their expected benchmark. Iraq okayed a decrease overnight of 2 cents per liter in the price of regular gasoline. Price of diesel decreased by 4 cents per liter, while the price of furnace oil dipped by 3 cents per liter. RCMP asking for the public's help with an investigation into an alleged arson. They say officers were called to a fire on McPhee Avenue Monday morning. Initial investigation shows the fire may have been deliberately set. Police say this was the second suspicious fire in the area, and they believe the incidents are connected. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey, it's Gerard Murphy. Picture this. You're gathered around. Laughter and stories echo through the room. Your grandchildren are playing. You're present, but can't hear a word.
Quality nutrition at an affordable price your pet deserves at Blue Ribbon Pet Supply, 420 Queen Street, or find them on Facebook.
Like he said, Blue Ribbon Pet Supply, where local convenience meets quality.
Ocean 100 weather brought to you by Blue Ribbon Pet Supply, where local convenience meets quality. Increasing cloudiness for today. Slight chance of some showers late in the afternoon. High of 23. Tonight, cloudy. Chance of showers. Windy and a low of 20. Saturday, mainly cloudy. We'll see some showers. Windy and a high of 27. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, 19 in Summerside, 19 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning, I'm Corey, in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. We are celebrating everything Old Home Week and Gold Cup Parade-related things as well. We welcome into the Oceanfront Studio Charlotte Nicholson and Derek Tweel. And Derek, it is that time of year. It is time for the Gold Cup Parade.
Corey, we're so excited, like, to have the time where, listen, this is the signature event of the summer and so steeped in PEI history, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Everybody has like memories that of putting their lawn chairs out and people coming home from away, and it's just an incredible time, and it's great to be a part of it. We're really excited about it.
Yeah.
And listen, Corey, let me tell you, for those of you who don't know, the parade is next Friday, the 16th. It starts at 10 o'clock from Queen Charlotte, goes right down Brighton Road, onto Brighton Road, turns right onto Great George, right onto Grafton, and ends on Fitzroy. So we're really, really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fantastic time, Charlotte. Let's talk a little bit about the parade marshals and some things that people should know about for next Friday morning for the 10 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, absolutely. So our parade marshals this year are Cameron Gordon and Megan Connors. So these two are island dancers. They were featured on Canada's Got Talent earlier this year. They warmed hearts across Canada, and they proudly represented PEI. They're super involved in the community, and we're really excited to have them. We're currently working with the Construction Association of PEI to build an awesome float for them to go on in the parade, so keep an eye out for that. Also want to share our theme this year is a world of color. So we are hearing from floats. They're going all out this year. Everyone's getting creative. The parade route is going to be lined with lots of colors. We're also encouraging people who are attending the parade to dress in their brightest colors to put on a show for everyone. We have lots of great floats lined up, bands. We have the big balloons. So it's going to be a great show this year.
And maybe, Charlotte, you could just touch again on the route and perhaps any road closures that people would encounter on their way in.
Yeah, absolutely. So Derek shared the route a bit, but it is important for people to know about the road closures. If you're trying to get anywhere parade morning, we do ask you to plan ahead and be patient. We have North River Road closing at 7 a.m. for the floats to come and line up along there. Then the actual route closes at 9 a.m. To all traffic, and no parking along the route as well. So like I said, just plan ahead if you're trying to get anywhere. Don't plan on getting anywhere quickly that morning. Just have patience. There will be officers and volunteers at the road closures, so just respect those. It's all positive and going to be an awesome morning.
It's going to be incredible next Friday morning. And I love, even though it's tradition and everyone knows it's 10 o'clock, we'll get calls that morning and be like, what time does the parade start?
Yes, we will.
It's been 10 o'clock for decades.
And you know what? Rain or shine, it doesn't matter. The parade goes. Last year, there was a bit of rain, but we were floored when we were going through the parade route. There were tens of thousands of people lined up with their umbrellas. So we're really looking forward to it. And listen, watch for road tolls on your way in that morning. The parade doesn't happen. So it just doesn't happen on its own. So we really rely on donations and we rely on sponsors and volunteers. But parade morning, look for those road tolls. Please give. And as the parade starts, we have volunteers collecting donations. That's so important. And this year, we even have tap, so you can use your card.
Oh, my goodness. You're really the technology.
And Corey, lastly, listen, we really want to thank. We got a great committee behind us. They're all volunteers. They work really hard. Tons of volunteers on parade day. And we really want to thank our sponsors, including you folks and the rest of the sponsors at goldcupparade.ca.
It is incredible to see the army of volunteers, and people are just like, what can I do? How can I help? And you can do it at the road tolls. You can do it as a volunteer, the banner carrier, everybody. It's just, it's a great celebration of summer.
And we can literally feel your excitement, yes. Derek and Charlotte. We can feel it in here. So you've got us all looking forward to the parade.
It's the best day ever. It's so important. It's so important in PEI history. We just love it. We can't get enough of it.
Thank you and for all that you do and all those volunteers. And looking forward to next Friday, an explosion of color and celebration with the Gold Cup Parade.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to see.
'70s, '80s, '90s, the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Good morning, I'm Corey, in for Darcy with Jill and Scott. Life is a highway. Our journey is to celebrate Old Home Week today, and our next stop is with Charlottetown Mayor Philip Brown. Good morning, Your Worship.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Jill, and good morning, Scott. Oh. Wow, the whole team's here.
We got everybody, the A-team. Yeah. Like, Darcy won't say it's the A-team when he's not here, but he's not here, so.
You're the A-team.
I'm the A-team.
Corey, the A-team.
You remembered my name is Jill.
I did. Yes, I'm getting that down, Kim. It was a little hard, Kim.
Oh, my goodness.
But I remember it as Jill.
The city of Charlottetown is alive. Today is the kickoff to Old Home Week.
It is. And it's going to be a great day. Just want to quickly remind your listeners, today at 11:30, down at Founders Hall Park, there will be the Mayor and Council, Charlottetown Mayor and Council barbecue to kick off Old Home Week 2024. So come on down from 11:30 till 1. Adam McGregor and the Foes will be playing. Lots of food, bouncies, ice cream, you name it. We got it.
Man, it's always a great time. And the kickoff to Old Home Week. And Old Home Week is heritage here in Charlottetown. Yeah. And just to watch the city come alive, you've for decades have watched it.
Yeah. Well, listen, 65 years, the Gold Cup and Saucer race. Hey, I turned 65 years old this year, Jill. So 65, 65. Got my first check last month. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, life's good.
We never quite know where we're headed when we're speaking with you. It's very, very exciting. But no, so many of us have these, this history. Yeah. I had footage someone sent me from Chandler Brothers, which was a family business many, many years ago, of a float. That was in the very early 60s of this Chandler Brother float. So, yeah, all of our connections and going, participating in the parade, going to watch it. You've talked about your family
We have participated in the parade.
Yes.
And actually, one year, we were a winner of the most creative float because it was all about the old Miss Muffet story with the spider coming down. Yeah. I was the spider.
No. You were the spider?
I was the spider,
oh,
yes.
Man.
Who sat down beside her?
Well, I didn't get down that far because the equipment that we were using broke down. And I was hanging in full air for the whole parade. So you don't know what you're going to get, Jill, when you bring me in.
It's always a surprise. And what I love about Old Home Week here in Charlottetown is just the family that moves away and then are like, we're coming back for Old Home Week. We're coming because it's so many things to see and do all through the week.
Well, it's a homecoming, and it's not just for the racing industry. It's for Islanders all across Prince Edward Island, from East Point to West Point, North Shore to South Shore. And, when you look at what's going to be happening on the 17th, which is the big race, the Gold Cup and Saucer race, City of Charlottetown is the sponsor of the Birthplace of Confederation Series race. And this year we're honoring Doug Hill. Mm-hmm. Doug Hill, who was instrumental in the horse industry over many, many years. And I always look out your window here to the Inn on the Hill. That was his signature hotel when he got into the business. So Doug's got quite a history, and his son Jamie and hopefully Rosemary will be there to present the coolers at the trials and the big race on Saturday night. So I'm really excited by this whole week. It's great for not just for the whole island. It's great for the region. And we will be hosting, as you know, the Gold Cup and Saucer race on Saturday night at Atlantic Canada's Premier Entertainment Center, which is the Red Shores Casino and Charlottetown Driving Park. So it is a great venue, and we're so lucky to have it. And I always say that this is not only the best race in Atlantic Canada, it is the best race in the country.
You heard it.
You
here.
Heard it. You heard it from Philip Brown, Charlottetown.
We agree. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and you've got us all excited to participate in all the activities of Old Home Week, including perhaps the barbecue today.
Yes.
Remind us again what
Please
time?
Please come down. It starts at 11:30. Come early, right till 1 o'clock. Lots to eat, lots of entertainment. It's a great time at Founders Hall, which is on the corner, Founders Hall Park, on the corner of Water and Prince Streets, near the Big Dig Project. The one you talk about before and after.
Thank you for this. We'll see you over a hot dog and a bouncy.
And happy whole Old Home Week. Thank you very much, guys.
It takes dedicated and passionate Islanders. They're out from sunup to sundown every day, no matter what the weather. Farm crews are busy helping to feed Prince Edward Island and beyond.